Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We have a huge mental health crisis in this country, and we see everything from burnout to gun shootings to suicide.
The U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs estimated that in 2020, approximately 13 million Americans had some form of PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. And that number doesn't just cover those who've served in battle. This can cover other forms of trauma, including those with sizable brain injuries. And one former local champion athlete knows all about them.
Since I retired from the NHL after 10 seasons, 164 fights, two Stanley Cup wins with the Blackhawks, and I suffered seven diagnosed concussions.
Now he and others are pushing for legislation to decriminalize a natural approach to combating the symptoms of traumatic brain injury, PTSD, depletion of cognitive abilities, and more when no other forms of medication seem to be working.
It's starting to provide hope for concussion survivors, because what we're told is that this is your new normal that you have to live with. And I'm a testament to say, no, we don't stand for that. We can all get better and recover and be cured. This isn't for the faint of heart, but it works really well for athletes and veterans and people that are ready, that have tried numerous other treatments like myself, that just want to get better.
I'm Jim Hanke, and this week, what's the story on psilocybin? And what's being done locally to educate the public on this potentially life-saving treatment? Let's get looped in, Chicago. Psilocybin is sometimes referred to in general as quote-unquote magic mushrooms. But really, psilocybin is the key ingredient inside that natural fungus that, when ingested, is converted into psilocin and can deliver hallucinogenic effects. And guests on this week's episode say that for many, for whom standard psychiatric medications have failed to provide relief, those hallucinogenic effects assist in addressing trauma and carving out new pathways so that the patient can integrate changes into their life. But before we focus on Illinois, let's look at what other states are doing on the psilocybin front thus far. Last year, Oregon became the first in the country to make psilocybin available to the public, with no prescription or referral needed, and also decriminalizing possession of the psychedelic. But there are tight guidelines as to how it's administered, from licensed practitioners in a controlled space, and not the grab-and-go sort of approach that we've come to know through Illinois cannabis dispensaries. According to a November article from Oregon Public Broadcasting, the state licensed 17 service centers and issued permits to more than 540 people, who are mostly psilocybin industry workers and trained facilitators. And in 2022, Colorado voters approved the legalization of psilocybin, and the state has since been building a framework and regulations on how to distribute and manage this new avenue for treatment. Last week, WBBM reporter Jim Goodis spoke with former Chicago Blackhawk Daniel Carcillo about his personal stake in the psilocybin discussion. Having suffered seven diagnosed concussions during his tenure in the NHL, Carcillo is now an advocate for the treatment, and upon retiring in 2015, established a foundation to assist players with post-concussion syndromes and other mental health issues. We'll hear from him later in the episode. But first, I spoke with Illinois State Senator Rachel Ventura of the 43rd District, which includes portions of Bolingbrook, Joliet, Lockport, Romeoville, and surrounding communities. She told me during our conversation that even before she pursued politics, She had been made aware of the potential of natural medicines like this through author Michael Pollan's writings on Better Understanding Food and other books on how trauma is carried and stored within our bodies. Seeing what was happening in Oregon and Colorado, Senator Ventura introduced Senate Bill 3695 last month to legalize psilocybin and allow regulated access for adults with PTSD and other mental health disorders who would use the psychedelic in a supervised and licensed setting. Now, a version of this legislation under the acronym CARE, Compassionate Use and Research of Entheogens, was introduced in the Illinois House last year by fellow Democratic Senator LaShawn Ford. And now Ventura and Ford are collaborating on the proposal. So to start things off, I wanted to find out if legislation passes, who gets handed the baton, so to speak, on next steps? Like Colorado, what framework should be established to get this type of treatment to those who need it?
So I think the best way to answer that is to talk about the type of licenses there are and then talk about a little bit the history of what happened in this country with psilocybin. So the licenses we're looking at are three different types. There will be a manufacturing license. This is the ability to grow it. The second license would be a facility license. So your healing center, your service center, this is where individuals would be going. And then at the center, there would be a facilitator. This is the person who is supervising the individual going through that. Part of the process would include a prep session, a medical disclaimer evaluation form. We want to make sure that people who could have really bad experiences on this are maybe educated that this might not be the best step. People with paranoia, with schizophrenia, some of the research has shown that this would not be a good step for their mental health. So then after the prep session, there may be working on intentions because we recognize that the mindset and the setting are really important when it comes to psychedelics and the experience that one has. And then there would be the day of actually administering it. And then lastly, there'd be an integration session afterwards so that individuals can understand what they're experiencing. All of this really is meant to further someone's mental health and their healing process, because we don't want it to just be like, oh, I have to go do this medicine in order to get better. It's more like this is opening up a pathway and a tool to help you integrate changes into your life. So while, yes, psilocybin can be like fresh snow falling on the mountain that you've been sledding, and instead of going down the same path, that fresh snow allows for a new pathway, a new network to be created in your brain. Ultimately, it's the practice of doing that new thing that is really going to cement it and make sure you don't fall back into old patterns. And so, well, we want to make sure people are safe when they do this and that they are limiting any risk that may occur. At the end of the day, this is about forward momentum in that person's life and what it looks like. There would be no personal retail sales or recreational use at this point. That being said, anybody who wanted to try this could go to a service center. You wouldn't need a medical diagnosis beforehand, but it really is meant for people to help with their mental health and those capacities. So the agencies that would be looking at this for growing, it's the Department of Ag would be contracting people to test the product. State police would be enforcing any transportation of it to a healing facility. They would also be enforcing anyone breaking the law of doing it somewhere else outside of the facility. The Department of Revenue would be taking in the tax. And then public health would be educating and helping with some of the medical risk on this. And then ultimately, those licenses would be going through the IDFPR, which is the Illinois Department of Financial Professional Regulation.
Senator Ventura also spoke to some of the history with psilocybin, since a lot of our culture associates the idea of magic mushrooms with those long, strange trips we've seen in movies and on TV.
So what we saw from the 50s to the 70s was, you know, we started researching this, both our federal government and universities. And really, at that time, having some breakthrough on mental health and how this was impacting the brain. But then in, you know, the culture of the 70s, where the drug culture was rampant, people would mixing things with alcohol, LSD, other psychedelics, cannabis, and not everybody had a good reaction to this. So then when Nixon had the war on drugs, this all got swept up and was scheduled as a Schedule One, which says there's no health benefits. We've had lots of research that shows that there are indeed health benefits here. Whereas you've got drugs like opioids who have been legal and are not Schedule One, and we definitely know the harm of those drugs. And so really trying to separate plant medicines from drugs, where most medicines are initially from plants and then synthesized in the lab to make it more potent or more effective. And so we want to be able to remove the stigma of things that truly are beneficial. So part of this bill does remove the Schedule One, because we want to be able to have research in this department. We want to be able to identify the health benefits. And so the history of how this all got swept up and the dangers of people doing this on their own and mixing it with things really could cause some very scary reactions in the brain. And what we want to do is minimize that by making sure that people are safe and they have the right mindset going into this medicine.
So to Senator Ventura, how does that stigma get broken? And what does Senator Ventura say to those who would prefer we leave this natural therapy alone?
So I would say the first thing is that this would still be illegal for personal use. And so while you would not go to jail for it, there would be a hefty fine starting at $5,000 per incident. So there is enforcement here on that side of it. This isn't just opening it up for anybody to do it anywhere. We want to make that very clear. The other side of that is the people that this is most intended for are people with PTSD, depression and anxiety resistant to treatment already. So a lot of these individuals have tried what's out there. They've gone through talk therapy and SSRIs, and they're not finding relief. And so that constant suffering, it gets to the point where they're like, I really am desperate to try something that works. So I think that if someone feels that there's another avenue of treatment for them, by all means, I would encourage them to talk with their doctors and find the right treatment. But for individuals who have kind of gone down those pathways and have not found relief, this has really been a godsend from some of those individuals. Everything from end-of-life care for people who maybe have cancer and are looking for a more spiritual avenue to deal with that, to things like veterans and law enforcement who have severe PTSD, or even individuals with complex PTSD from maybe their childhood and really feel stuck in that moment. So I think that what we're seeing is with the research is that, you know, this is impacting things with substance use disorders, eating disorders, phantom limbs. I mean, when you are looking at problems that where we're stuck in our brain on the same pattern, this can provide that relief. But you're right, it may not be for everyone. And for some individuals, what they see and experience, especially when it comes to trauma, might be some of that reliving of it, which is why it's so important to have this as supervised use in a treatment facility where someone can help them unpack that experience. So what we're looking to do is help people. We have a huge mental health crisis in this country, and we see constant everything from burnout to gun shootings to suicide and a number of other things like substance use. We see people are checking out. And in some cases, people are using these drugs illegally, you know, in this country, or going to other countries and spending a lot of money to find that treatment. That shouldn't be the case. Individuals should have the self-agency to be able to treat themselves where necessary. And so we are hoping that these type of conversations allow people to make the best choice for their body and their life.
In neighboring Indiana last month, a GOP-led bill to fund psilocybin research and clinical trials passed the state Senate. The bill's sponsor, Senator Ed Charbonneau, differentiated Indiana's approach from Illinois with CBS2 recently, essentially saying that the Hoosier State's angle is on funding ongoing research and not decriminalization.
Anything that is illegal today will be illegal after this bill passes, should it pass. It is a breakthrough therapy. It's been designated that by the Food and Drug Administration because it's something that in clinical studies, clinical trials have proven to be effective. To me, we need to elevate this issue, this topic, but we're at the point where we need clinical research, research done under stringent guidelines to determine whether or not this is, in fact, a magic mushroom.
The bill now heads to the Indiana House of Representatives, and when asked whether his state could mirror Illinois' embracing of medical marijuana for similar treatments, Senator Charbonneau had this to say.
I'm not aware. Now, there may be some out there of any clinical research that's been done to specifically on the efficacy of medical marijuana. should something like that come forward, and we'll certainly be looking at that data, but to date, I'm not aware of any clinical research that has been done on medical marijuana.
I asked Senator Ventura about what makes this push for psilocybin research and access an issue that both sides can hopefully agree on, and how Indiana's request for more research differs a bit from Illinois' hope to get into therapy options more quickly.
Indiana is funding research, and I think Texas is also looking at funding research right now. Last year in Illinois' budget, we have provided some dollars for the VA to do research, again, specifically with PTSD. We're not alone in that. There are other cities and states who have funded this in the past. We are looking for this as, you know, real treatment. And so the next step is providing that treatment. The research has been very encouraging. And like I said, this goes all the way back to the 1950s when we started experimenting with this. So it's not like this popped up yesterday just because our media circuit is popping up yesterday with it. Does not mean that we don't have a plethora of research on this. I look at this as a bipartisan bill. We have a law enforcement action plan is a supporter of our bill because they recognize the growing suicide rate amongst law enforcement officers really is a problem. We do need to address some of these issues like PTSD. We see that with our veterans. Even I talked about the phantom limbs. You know, these have real consequences in people's lives right now that could make a huge difference in the way that they live. So I am encouraging across the aisle for support of this, other states who are looking at this. This, again, is really about mental health and the quality of life that individuals have and in making those choices to have self-agency.
Just to wrap up, where does the Cure Act stand now? What's being waited on? What are the next steps? Can you give people an update?
Yeah, so this is headed to the executive committee in the Senate. We hope to have it heard the first couple weeks of March, and if it passes through there, it will go to the full floor. If you are in support of this, we ask that you call your senators and ask them to either co-sponsor or vote yes on Senate Bill 3695. At that point, it will head to the House, and if it passes the House, off to the governor's office.
That's great. Thank you so much, Senator, for your time today and your expertise on the issue. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Coming up, two-time NHL Stanley Cup champion Daniel Carcillo's firsthand experience with and advocacy for psilocybin therapy. Stay tuned.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Last week, former Chicago Blackhawk Daniel Carcillo told WBBM reporter Jim Gudis that over his 10 years in the NHL, he was in over 150 fights on the ice and had 7 diagnosed concussions. But even more shocking than those numbers, he says he may have had hundreds of concussions over his life as an athlete that went undiagnosed. Before using psilocybin, he says he experienced dementia-like symptoms, suicidal thoughts, slurred speech, and more due to traumatic brain injury from those concussions. Now he's using his platform as a two-time Stanley Cup champion to push for both state and federal action on the issue.
So right now, psilocybin is federally illegal. It's a Schedule 1, meaning that it has no medicinal value and that it's highly addictive. And there are Oregon right now, Measure 109, has created an adult therapeutic use program. It's also decriminalized a number of drugs in the state. 32 cities across the nation have decriminalized things like psilocybin, MDMA. And what that does is just puts it at the lowest level priority of arrests. So they will not put any funds towards prosecuting people. Now, that being said, if you are growing this and trying to sell this for a profit, you will be arrested and you are breaking the law. And then we have, you know, the federal FDA and these drug development programs like Compass Pathway that's using a synthetic psilocybin in phase 3 with the FDA treating treatment-resistant depression. And all of the indications show just some pretty amazing results. We have MDMA for PTSD that is going for a first round of approval through the FDA in August. It's up for first round approval, and that is curing people 71% of the time. Again, these medicines are curative measures. And then there's FDA-approved ketamine right now by Johnson & Johnson that individuals can go to the right clinic, be prescribed this medicine in clinic. You know, I owned and operated 3 in Illinois, and, you know, our outcome data was pretty significant in that we were putting people into remission with just 6 weeks of treatment and ketamine that were suffering from major depressive disorder. So it's a very nuanced industry. There are different legalities. Ketamine is not a Schedule 1, but it is a Schedule 3. So it's still a scheduled medicine. But because it has medicinal value, it gets dropped down. The same thinking will happen with MDMA, and the same thinking will then happen with psilocybin. But the Cure Act, Measure 109, Prop 122, these are statewide adult therapeutic use programs that we're trying to leverage the FDA data and safety data and efficacy to open up these states a little faster. And I will say FDA medicine is all synthetic. And these adult therapeutic use states, these are full spectrum mushrooms, meaning you get all of the benefits that come with a natural medicine as opposed to a synthetic medicine that you must create through the FDA.
So how did Daniel, or Carbomb as fans have nicknamed him over the years, get here?
My life's goal since I retired from the NHL after 10 seasons, 164 fights, and 2 Stanley Cup wins with the Blackhawks, I suffered 7 diagnosed concussions. And since 2015 to today, I've been immersed in the healthcare industry, mainly emerging healthcare therapies like psilocybin, MDMA for PTSD, ketamine for major depressive disorder. And since it saved my life, I've worked on policy, both at the federal level, and I've also introduced a number of these statewide legislations to create adult therapeutic use framework for anybody over 21 years of age for the use of psilocybin. So we've gotten it passed with Measure 109 in Oregon, and Prop 122 went well in Colorado, and Illinois will hopefully be the third state, but there's many states doing this now.
Jim asked Daniel about his specific benefits from using psilocybin, and Daniel didn't mince words.
It saved my life, and I've seen it save the lives of thousands of people around me, and I've been immersed in this emerging industry for 6 years now. I've created FDA drug development programs out of it. You know, like I said, I work at the federal level. I work at the state level for policy. And I've also created a few businesses, namely, you know, Healing Realty Trust. Right now, we have a healthcare REIT where we're buying healthcare related real estate assets. And we are helping this industry expand because the infrastructure for experiencing this medicine doesn't exist in the FDA context. It's just a completely new type of healthcare play. Think of, you know, dialysis when that came online. They need nuanced rooms, etc. This is very much akin to that.
Daniel then went on to describe how the treatment ultimately works and what results he saw after about 6 months of using the psychedelic.
So psilocybin, namely, works on the default mode network of the brain. So it allows an individual to get to the root cause of their trauma and really see why they may be suffering from depression or PTSD or anxiety. It also works at a neurological level, helping to connect different brain hemispheres. That's really why I used it, because although I was suicidal, I was dealing with slurred speech, headache, head pressure, insomnia, impulse control issues on top of 10 other symptoms. Doctors were telling me I had mild dementia and that it was incurable. Well, I took some brain scans before I started this program because I know how stigmatized this medicine is. And after I saw that study where I saw the right and left brain hemispheres communicating, a light just went off in my head to say, well, maybe this could work for me. And 6 months into using this medicine, it came back with no abnormalities. My blood work was completely clear. All of my symptoms were reversed. So now I've dedicated my life to using the platform that I've created from the NHL and all my hard work there to really get the message out, because this is going to save many, many lives in the future.
Daniel wants to make a clear distinction as well between what some would call neurodegeneration and traumatic brain injuries.
A lot of doctors nowadays are really scaring a lot of athletes by saying, well, these aren't brain injury symptoms. These are neurodegenerative symptoms, early onset. And what I tell people is don't listen to that. These are brain injury symptoms. And I was a case where I was a shell of myself and I was really suffering badly. And if I can get better from, you know, the 7 diagnosed concussions to the hundreds that went undiagnosed, then I know that others can get better too. And there's no FDA-approved medicine right now for concussion. So that's why I started an FDA program. And I think when people see this, it's starting to provide hope for concussion survivors, because what we're told is that this is your new normal that you have to live with. And I'm a testament to say, no, we don't stand for that. We can all get better and recover and be cured.
During Daniel's conversation with Jim, the phrase set and setting came up, which Daniel says is key to understanding just how psilocybin would be administered and how patients would be monitored during the process.
Well, I think that when we talk about these medicines, it's very important to understand that you need the right set and setting. So, you know, a set would be a set intention as to why you're using this medicine. You need the right setting, meaning that you need to be in a very controlled environment. You shouldn't have other people around you, stimuli, etc. Then you need to also, you know, get your dosage right and make sure that you're testing this medicine, etc. So yes, there's, you know, black market opportunities for individuals. But the reason that, you know, the Cure Act in Illinois and these states exist is because when you go to one of these facilities, namely Oregon, which is open now for business, you can know that it's safe and that the individual sitting with you is experienced in holding space so that you can be shown exactly what's wrong with you. And this isn't for the faint of heart. This journey work is not for the faint of heart, but it works really well for athletes and veterans and people that are ready, that have tried numerous other treatments like myself, that just want to get better.
This episode of Looped In Chicago was hosted, produced, and edited by me, Jim Hanke. Thank you to CBS2 for usage of their audio with Senator Ed Charbonneau, and Jim Gudis for his audio with Daniel Carcillo. WBBM's news director is Craig Schwalb, and Myron Kaplan is our managing producer of national news podcasts. You can follow us on TikTok at WBBM News Radio 105.9, as well as on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at WBBM News Radio for visuals relating to all of our episodes. Thanks for listening, and we'll keep you looped in again right here next week. See you then.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. We get it.
Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.